There is no justification for those who forsake the truth and adhere blindly to the ways of their forefathers. Allah Almighty has informed us that many individuals refrain from embracing Islam due to the apprehension of societal pressures. Additionally, some reject Islam out of an unwillingness to alter the beliefs inherited from their forefathers, ingrained by tradition, and many are hindered by an unwavering allegiance to falsehoods deeply rooted in them. These individuals, however, will find no justification and will stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment without valid reasons. It is not a valid excuse for atheists to claim, "I will remain an atheist because I was born into an atheist family." Instead, they should employ the intellectual capacity bestowed upon them by Allah to contemplate the magnificence of the heavens and the earth, recognizing that this vast universe has a creator. Similarly, those who worship statues and idols should search for the truth, question their allegiance, and ask themselves why they worship an inanimate object devoid of hearing, sight, or any beneficial attributes, who cannot do any good or harm to me. Likewise, Christians who adhere to beliefs that defy common sense and reason should introspect. How can the Lord punish his son who did not commit any sin, but for the sins of others? How could humans crucify and kill the son of their Lord? Does their Lord lack the power to forgive sins without necessitating the sacrifice of his son? Is he that weak to defend his son? It is incumbent upon a rational individual to follow the path of truth, free from blind adherence to the falsehoods inherited from forefathers. To emphasize this, Allah Almighty says,
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ قَالُوا حَسْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ يَا